Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Tes, and we are on Ches on the base. We will pick up with Tanur Rabbanan about halfway down in the wide lines. But first, one ha'ara on the Me'iri from yesterday. We mentioned that Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was known as a great teacher, a Malami Tinokos. But one time he was out and he was visiting a garden, and they said, "What's going on? Why are you here?" He says, "Well, I haven't been here in 13 years. I've been in my classroom for 13 years. But don't worry, my students are still on my head. In my head, and don't worry about it." So we mentioned that Me'iri, who learns from this Gemara, that a great Rebbe always has his students on his head, even if they're not, he's not in the classroom, right? Even if they're not, he's not actively teaching, right? That's how Rav Soloveitchik understands the Gemara, the Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, where the Tosfos discusses in the Sugya of Birchas HaTorah on Yud Aleph Mabeis. Tosfos asked the question of the Rishonim, how is it that when it comes to other mitzvos, we have to make a bracha right before we do the mitzvah? And if we take a break, then we have to repeat the bracha by Sukkah, by Lula, by Tfilin. If I would wear tefillin by mincha, I'd have to make a new bracha on the tefillin. Every time I walk into a sukkah, I make a new bracha. Aleshi basukkah. And why is it by Torah, I make one bracha in the morning, and that suffices for the entire day? V'im tomer, ma'ishna mi'sukkah, shetzorach levarech, I'll call su'uda v'su'uda aleshi basukkah. What's the difference? V'yesh lomar answers Tosfos. T'shayni Torah, she'eno miya'esh daito, t'kol sha'ah, Adam mechuyav lilmod dechsiv vahagisa bo yomam valayla vahavi kmo yoshev kol hayom below hefsek avalachila besukah yesha kavua. Says Tosfos, when it comes to Torah, a person is never miyaish daito from Torah. After all, there's a chiyuv to learn every single second. Vahagisa bo yomam valayla, the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. So there's no real hefsek. So what does Tosfos mean? So various ways to understand that. Rav Soloveitchik says that there are two types of awarenesses, and he gives the mashal of a child who goes to school, and during those hours that the child's in school, is the mother thinking about the child? Yes, but in the back of her mind. Not actively as much as when the mother is feeding the child or playing with the child, but in the back of her mind, the child is always on the mother's, in the mother's mind. What he calls acute awareness and latent awareness. So he says that's the same idea by Torah. When we're learning Torah, we have acute awareness of Torah. When we're involved in the rest of our lives, the rest of our day, which Torah also relates to, and every second that we would be free, we'd have a chiyuv to go back, so that is latent awareness. It's still there, but it's in a different compartment in our brain. So that's exactly what the Me'iri says here, explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says it, but the Me'iri expands on it that one would have to always have in the back of one's mind the Torah, the Talmidim. That's what we learned from Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Okay, so as we said, we started the Tztaka Sugyas yesterday as well, and now let's do the Tosfos. Tosfos asked, the Gemara quoted that one of the Amoraim forced another one, Rava forced Rav Nassan Bar Ami to give Tztaka. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, Tosfos and Achmev, Yim Tomar. But doesn't the Gemara say in Maseches Chulin that any mitzvah where the reward is recorded in the Torah next to the mitzvah, Bezin doesn't force for those mitzvos? Ma'an schara betzida. Why doesn't Bezin force? Because why would Bezin force? Because you don't know what you're losing. But here you do know what you're losing, right? It's explicit in the Torah what you're losing. So why does Tosfos force? That's the usual rule. If a mitzvah is a ma'an schara betzida that you wouldn't force, so Tosfos gives four answers. Tosfos says, number one, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, right? Not so common for Tosfos to give four answers. He's obviously bothered by this, and this was a very much discussed topic in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says he wasn't really forced. Kafye bidvarim. He convinced him. Doesn't mean that he literally forced him like Besdin's usual force. Number one. Number two, Vyoti rates, Tahacha kiblu alehem sheyakufu osana gabai. There was an acceptance in the town that the gabai would do this. You're right, Maker Adin, it was not done, but this was acceptance of the town. Number two. Number three, The re nira de bitstaka kofin mishum de is balav de chsiv balo saamet as lavavcha velo sikbots as yadcha. Tosfos says there's not just an asay here, there's a los asay. So this is already a fundamental answer. Tosfos says the matan schar betzida principle is only if there's only an asay. But if there's a los asay involved, then we would also. So is that Tosfos going against the Ramban we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago? About that the los asay by certain mitzvos is only there to strengthen the asay? and therefore it's still defined as an asay, let's say in terms of Zman Grama, that Ramban in Kiddushin, because here we would lechore say by tztaka all the same thing. The ikar is give the tztaka and make sure not to close your hand. The ikar isn't not to close your hand. Los Ami says Lavavcha. So maybe Tosfos, if you say the lav has a plays a central role in terms of defining the mitzvah, so maybe that might be against that Ramban. And finally, the fourth answer of Tosfos, Ula Ritzba Nira, Tosfos says, Ha, the Ein Bezdin Muzhar, and Al Mitzvah Saseh, Shavan Tzchar Besida, Hadosh Ein Noshin. It means that Ben is not going to punish by those mitzvahs, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to be kofet, but it really means the Noshin. Okay, four different answers. The Achronim discuss all of these answers, but the Ksos has on one more. Ksos has on a great one. Says the Ksos in Reish Sadi, this only, when does Bezdin not force? Only by mitzvahs that doesn't have a shibud nechasim created to it. Here, there's a lien. I owe the ani. Says the Ksos, that's how we have to look at the mitzvah of staka. It's owed. It's a shibud nechasim which the Torah creates. The Torah, Hashem gives me money as a treasurer, but it's not my money. I give it to the proper addresses. And therefore, it says the Ksos, Man's Char B'tzidah applies by other mitzvahs, by most mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs don't have financial obligations to other people, but Staka does. And therefore, it says the Ksos, in Simon Reish Sadi, Sif Gimel, he uses this Yisod to answer 10 different questions. The last one, in the end of Simon Sif Gimel, the Ksos says, and by the way, this also answers Tosfos' question in the first parak of Baba Basra. Why would you force? Because it has a financial... Yeah, that's financial obligations. Okay, that's a big sugya, but we will now continue. As we continue the sugyas of staka, Tana Rabbanan, so here we go. Says the Gemara, Gabite staka, Einu Hashan Lefrosh, Zemizeh. A Gabite staka, as we said, you can never do anything, in private, right? We're worried about the chshad. We're also, it's called Sosrara, and therefore we have to have at least two people and three people giving it out. So Gabite staka, Einu Hashan Lefrosh, Zemizeh. The Gabayim are not allowed to separate. They have to stay together. Avopori, Zelashar, Vezelachadus. One can go to the gate, one can go to the store, as long as they're in view of each other. Matzamos, Bashuk, if the gabai, as he's walking, he sees money on the street. So it's hidden. There's no sim, and he's allowed to keep it. Lo yitzne betokiso. He should not put it into his own pocket, because people from afar might see you putting into your pocket, and they might say, oh, look, the gabai's pocketing some staka money. Ela no sotok arnikisho staka. Just put it into the staka box. Ulu shiava la beso yitzle. When you're at home, and you're in private, and nobody sees, You're allowed to take it. I'm Marisayan. Is that Marisayan? So remember the tshuva of Rav Moshe that we had, we mentioned a couple of months ago, I don't remember, where Moshe says, Me'ikra din, Marisayan is, when I am doing something that looks like it's usher. But here, am I doing something that looks like it's usher? Rav Moshe said, talks about the case of, where I go to a kosher restaurant. Somebody thinks it's not kosher. Oh, Marisayan. There's no Marisayan there. Right? I'm driving, or Moshe, remember the tshuva, I was driving 5 minutes after Lech Benching, after Alak Azeris. That's mutter. But you're mistaken. You're mistaken about the Messias. So here, it's my money. So you might say there's no Marisayan there. But either way, it's in private. Besed already asked me not to do something in public so that I can take it back in private. And therefore, one would be able to do this, because the bigger issue is in public. Kayotsebo, similarly, Hayanosha Bachavir Mana, Upar Bashok, if the Gabai's own money and somebody pays him back in the market, Lo Yitznenu Lutokiso, also don't put it in your own pocket, because people might think that it's really tzaka money, Alanosa Lutok Anikisho Staka, Mukshevala Besa Yitzlaim, and when you come home, then you can take it. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Gabai Staka, She'in Lohem Aniyim Lechaleg. Let's say the Gabai Staka, it's at the end of the day, and he still has some copper coins. He wants to make them into silver, because the copper is going to rust over time. So what can he do? He could go and change it from his own money. It's gonna look funny. If he goes into his own pocket and starts changing money, so, says the Gemara, Parton L'Acherim, Ein Parton L'Atzman. You can be mefaret and change it with other people's money from copper to silver, but not your own. Also, Gabai Tamchoi, She'in Lamaniyim Lechaleg. You have food left over from the food that was collected in the Tamchoi for the Aniyim. Mochrin lachim and mochel atzman. Don't take it home for your own lunch. Don't take it home. You have to let other people buy it and not yourself, because again, chshad. Ma'os shel tztaka, ein monin osan shtayim shtayim ala achas achas. So when you count the tztaka money, don't count it by twos. Count it by ones. Why? Rashi says, because Pen Yomru Shnayim Hunota Venomon El Echad. Maybe, again, based on Chshan, like the previous two. People are going to think that you counted and you took double and really one of them is going to be yours. The other Rishonim, if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom here, he just assumes that, no, you might like, if you go by two, sometimes you lose count and you make a mistake. Better to go by ones when it comes to sucka money, one by one. Okay, either way. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, May Reish Lo Aviyasiv Mar, whenever Abaya says Mar, he means Rabba. Rabba originally never sat at Tzipi to Beit Knishta, on the cushions of the shul, of the Beis HaKnesses. He never sat on the mats. Kivan the Shamalad Tanya, Ula Shanos Lachal Misha Yirtsu, but once he heard the Brisa that we quoted up above, Aviyasiv used to sit there. Fine, and now he realized you can use it for whatever you want. So this is also, it's not specifically shul related. So the Rishonim point out, wait a minute. We had a Machlokas Rishonim yesterday. What does the Chol Mashi Yirtzeh mean in the Braisa? You can use it for whatever you want. So the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam said, in Tosfos Ulashanos, mamish whatever you want. You can use it at any public need. So if that's the pshat, then this Gemara fits in fine. Right, that he originally thought it was collected for stock of money, but now that he heard that it can be used for anything you want, so he'll sit on it. But according to the Rimigash that we quoted yesterday, the Rimigash says, Chol Mashi Yirtzeh means any ani need. It doesn't mean any need that you want. It has to be an ani need. So how do you read this Gemara? So the Rashba and the other Rishonim say, according to the Rimigash, it must be have another girsa or at least understanding of this Gemara. And that is, it was originally collected for Beis Medrash. And now they're using it for Beis HaKnesses. And that was his worry. That was his doubt. If it was collected for a Beis HaKnesses, can you use it for a Beis HaKnesses? And the answer is, yeah, it's close enough. We'll call Misha Yirtzu. That's how they explain the Gemara, according to the Rimigash. And they even have a different girsa of the Gemara, according to that pshat. Okay, continuing, similar. Amar Abaya. Meireish Havi Avin Mar. Trei Kisi. Originally, Rabba used to make two pockets. Two pockets for the tzedakah. Chalani da Alma v'chalani da Masa. One for the aniyim in the world and one for the aniyim in that city. Kiva the Shavu Laha da Amar Leishmuel Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi. But once he heard the Shmuel say to Rav Tachlifa, Avin Chad Kisa, just make one bag, for Asiyelon, make a tzanai. Meaning, Rashi on top, Masnim at Tzibur l'chalkam l'chalaba. Where the Tzibur knows that I give it to whoever I want. So, Ihunami Avad Chad Kisa. So he also started only making one kiss, V'asni Allah, and make it snai, and therefore it would be okay, just one. Right? And you share it with the aniyim of the city and the aniyim of the world. Ravashi Amar, Ana Asnu Yenami, Lo Tzarichna. Ravashi says, I don't even have to make it snai. To call, Asi, Adaita, Didi, Asi, Ulamanda, Beino, Yabino, Lay. Because everybody knows, I give it to whoever I want. It's like an implicit tonight. It's automatic tonight. Right? The Rishonim discussed. So why was it automatic for Ravashi? It wasn't automatic for the, for Rabba. Okay, but it's, they discuss it. Was Ravashi the Rosh Yeshiva and Rabba was, assistant for a while. But the Ritva and others discussed that's, the difference. Vaiter, fourth line. Hanhu, Bach takes out Beitre, because it's going to be a whole group. Hanu Tabchi to Avdi and Yonabadi Adadi. There were a group of butchers or slaughterers that made a deal with each other. They made a condition. Avdi and Yonabadi Adadi. To come on to Avdi Biyom to Chavre, Nikrula Mashche. What was the deal? That every day they had, different people had rights to Shecht. So they said, if anybody Shechts on the other person's day, we tear up their hide. That was left from the Shechita. That's it. You can't go on somebody else's day. One time, somebody went on their friend's day. So they went and tore up his hide. They went to Rava, and Rava's like, what are you doing? You have to pay for that hide. Why'd you tear it up? One second, wasn't that the tznai that they made? Wasn't that, what's the problem? Eser, Rav Yemir, Basham Yel Rava, as Rav Yemir asked from Rava, from the brisa that we had yesterday, Ula Hasiya Al Kitzasam. Don't you remember that from the brisa yesterday we had, that you can make it the last line of the brisa, that you could find them, and you can make any condition that you want? Answer, Lo Ahadir Le Rava. Rava didn't answer them. Why didn't Rava answer them? Amar Rav Papa, Shapar Avid Lo Ahadir Le Midi. It's good. Why? Because, Hani Mili Hecha Delech Adam Chashuv. When do we say that there's a condition amongst the people involved can work? If there's no main person who would be the head, who would have to be part of the decision. There's no Adam Chashev in the area. But if there's an Adam Chashev there and you did not include him and he didn't give his Haskama, so then it doesn't work. And, just add in, he was the Adam Chashev, so he didn't want to answer. He didn't want to tell them that halacha of, there's halacha of Adam Chashev. He was the Adam Chashev, but he was humble, and therefore he didn't want to say it, and that's why he kept quiet. But it was true that he made them pay, because that was the halacha. What's the issue of Adam Chashev? Why do you have to go to the Adam Chashev? So the Rabban here says, because here it's not just people making a deal, but there's a downside. If I shecht and then my hide is ripped up, that could affect the public. There'll be less hide to sell. Maybe even the meat that I shechted, everybody throws out, so the price is going to go up, there's going to be less supply. So even though you're making these deals amongst yourselves, it's going to affect the public. So you ought to do that. So that's why you need an Adam Chashev, says the Ramban. Because there's a potential hefset to the others, and therefore you can't just do it amongst yourself. The Ritva says, no, it's just an Adam Chashev to make sure it's not going against halacha, it's not going against anything else, it makes sense. So the Ritva says that it's, that's why you need the Adam Chashev. And Nafkamin is if there's no hefset involved. There's no hefset, but the Ritva would say that you still need the Adam Chashev to be able to give his gushpanka, to give the okay. The Rush, but once you have the Adam Chashev, or if there is no Adam Chashev, so then it would be okay. The Rush here in Siman Lamed Gimel says this is something that all Ba'ali Umnis could do. Mikan, Siman Lamed Gimel, to call Ba'ali Umnis, Yecholon Lahasnos Beinehem, Veheima Nikraim B'nei Ha'ir, B'nei Malacha. Right, if all of the butchers, if all of the accountants, if all of the, everybody makes they make certain rules amongst themselves, they are allowed to do it. The Rishonim discussed, you need a unanimous vote, do you need a majority vote? That's a discussion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva regarding unions. Is there any issue with having unions? Rav Moshe in Choshe Mishpat Chilek Aleph, Simin Nunches, a tshuva from 1951. Chav Ches Iyar. Tavshin Yud Aleph, right? So says Rav Moshe in that tshuva be'inyan agudas apolim shekorin union Yud Vav Nun Yud Aleph Nun union. So Rav Moshe discusses that. So is there any issue halachically? B'nei b'tvar etzem agudas apolim shekorin union she'osin be'neim takanos ukfiyas aschar. They make rules. V'shalo yuchlo abayilim l'salkan, and that the employers can't fire them. V'shetzrichim lazar zeh b'shvisos v'chadome shekorin strike. Right, that the if they want to strike, if they want to get more, it's better the tzibur. Any rabba zeh shum chash iser. What's wrong? To ha'adar rabba yoser mizeh chazanin chazina. We see even more. Sherashon lahasol shiyakansu avshu neged adin. Baba basra davches. He quotes lahasiya al kitzasan. That's the source in Shas. You could have a union. The af lahaziko going l'krol l'mashchei. He could even tear up his hide, right, if he doesn't follow the rules. Ach b'zeh be'inon hecha di'ika adam chashuv, heskim adam chashuv, avol dvarim she'inim. So if something is neged the din, right, you're going to damage him, then you need the adam chashuv. Avol b'dvarim she'inim neged the din, you just have an agreement. Kagon l'kvoa haschar, you have the minimum wage. V'shi'azru zeh, ein tzor klal heskim achacham, tu kecholen yoni masu matan. Right, any deal that we make. Any financial deal? Well, we need an Adam Chashev? No. Only if there's a risk factor, if there's a downside, like we just explained from the Rabban. But if it's Tam, an agreement amongst us, so that's it. See here too. He doesn't think there's anything wrong. But he says, obviously, Avavade Lasos Dvarim Shalo Kedini Torah. Right? If it's a going against Halacha Kigon, Lahakosis Elo. If somebody doesn't listen, you're going to beat them up if they don't come to the strike. Kishem Yasu Shvisa Strike Balaz. Usur, lo rakai de akum el afila de atzmon. Right, you can't physically hurt somebody. Right, that's against halacha, and therefore he continues. But stam to have the union, that's fine. That's based on lahatzi al kitzasan, as we have here in our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara. Ein mechashvin mitstaka im agabay tstaka. If the gabay tstaka is working out the tstaka, we shouldn't be so medactic and demand invoices every single day. Right, im chashvin mitstaka, there's a certain ne'emanus that he has, so he has a ne'emanus. Obviously, he has to earn that ne'emanus, and he should keep records, and if he's a good guy by stuck, he wouldn't keep the records. But, to be so medaktik, that shouldn't be done. V'lo behektish imakas barin, or with the hektish money of the Gabayim of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though there's no proof positive to it, that this applies to Gabai Tzedaka, right? But there's still a remez, right? Rashi points out it's not a real raya because it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. You might think the Beis HaMikdash is different. You have so many materials. It's such a huge operation, right? So there you might say, okay, don't be mechashev, but a Gabai Tzedaka. So that's why it's only a remez and not a raya. Shneamar, the pasuk says, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, or when it was refurbished, we're not mechashiv it, not so medactic. Period. Amar Abelazar, afal pishiyish l'ladam gizbar ne'eman v'toch beiso yatsur v'yimne. Even if you have a gizbar ne'eman, a person that you trust with your money, when you give it to him, don't just give him open money. Put it in a bag, tie it up, and then give it to him. Make it official. Make it official that he knows you gave him a specific amount. If you just like grab the money from your pocket and just like dump it in his hand, he knows that you don't know how much it is, and he might not be so medactic. If you give it to him in a closed, sealed bag, then he knows that it's very serious, and he should take it seriously too. Shneamar v'yatsuru v'yimnu. Right? And you won't be choshed him. That's always a good idea. Vaiter. Machlokas amarot. Somebody comes collecting food or clothing. Where do you have to do more checking? Amar Rav Huna, both can look mizonos, vein both can luxus. You should check for mizonos for food. But for clothing, if somebody comes to you in tattered clothing, half naked, just give him clothing right then. He obviously is coming and he doesn't have clothes. You don't have to do so many background checks. Just give him the clothes. Ein boken luxus. Right, you don't have to be bodek. But you have to be bodek from his onos. If you're going to give him a certain amount of food, so he's not a ramai. Right, you have to do background checks. Iba yizema krov, iba yizema svara. Either based on a pasuk or based on a svara. Iba yizema svara, high kamavazi, vay low kamavazi. Either is based on svara, the person standing half naked, he's bizionos, right? He's embarrassed, so you better quickly cover him up. By food, it's not bizayan, he's just hungry. Iba yizema kra, or the pasuk says, hello, paros larav lachmecha, spread out, or paros, what darshning means here to check. Paros la ra'av, to the hunger lachmecha, meaning check out for the ra'av lachmecha. Besin ksiv, it's written, besin, with a sin, which can mean paros, first check, v'hadar havle, and then give him. So by food, you have to check. V'hasam ksiv, but elsewhere, it says there in Yeshayahu, ki tireh arum, v'kisiso, right when you see, ki tireh la'altar, right away you should check. So it's either based on a pasuk or it's based on a svara. What's the problem with what we just read? If you read the Gemara, nothing. But if you look here in the Mesoros HaShas, he points out that in our Yeshayahu's, there's a samach, there's no sin. The Gemara makes a whole thing here. Oh, there's a samach, and therefore you can read it, to check it out. V'chal asvara meduyakim ksiv pros, ulachara hi plia. Look there. So he says, okay, so you have to look in Shabbos and Yom HaBeis. If you look in Shabbos and Yom HaBeis, Tosas quotes a couple of examples where our Mesora of certain letters in Tanakh are different than what they had in the days of the Gemara. Tosas, there, Ma'avirim, Ma'aviram, says Tosas, Hashas Shalanu, Cholek al Svarim Shalanu. Shekasavem ma'avirim v'chein matzida b'Yerushalmi Shimshon v'ushafat es Yisrael arbaim shana by Shimshon v'b'chol asfarim it says chav shana. Okay, different. If you look there, so our Mesoros HaShas sent us to Tosas. So if you look on the Gilyon HaShas there, Tosas quotes three examples. So he quotes about 40. Right, 40 examples. Gilyon HaShas goes the whole page. So one of them is our Gemara over here. Cases where the Mesora of the letters in Shas are different than what we have in the Kri and the Ksiv. So if you feel free to look at that long Gilyon HaShas. Shabbos Nun Hey Amid Beis. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, says Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you have to do more background checks for food than you have to do for clothing. Clothing just give right away. For Rav Yehuda Amar, the opposite. Both in Luxus, they both in Lemizonos. No, you have to check for the clothing, right? Not for the food. Why? Iba yisema svara, iba yisema kra. Iba yisema svara. Maybe it's based on logic. Hai kamitsari le, vai lo kamitsari le. The guy who's starving is in pain, right? He's starving. He needs food. Vai lo kamitsari le. And the one who's doesn't have clothing, he's not in pain. Iba yisema kra. Hacha ksiv, halo pros la rav lachmecha, pros la alter, ukita karinan. as we said, right? Just maybe it's spread it out, give him food right away. When you look inside and you have, as we might call it, not that the eye of seeing, but the eye of Havana, Roeh isn't only to see, but it might mean to understand. So therefore, that's when you would give. So just the opposite. What's the nekudas machlokas here? What's the nekudas machlokas here between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? So you might say it has to do with, well, what's more painful? Right? The physical pain that one is in by starving, or the emotional pain by being embarrassed by bizayon. Right? That's what they seem to focus on. Is it bizayon aguf, or is it busha? Right, that's what it seems to be, you might say. The Netziv, in the Hemek Sheila, he suggested that maybe it's not that, it's just, umdina, of what would you think, if somebody's standing in front of you, what would be more probable? If somebody's standing with half-ribbed clothing, did he make that up? Is he hiding his clothing? Or not? And if he says he's starving, is there a chance that he's not starving? Is he making that up? He doesn't have it as much of a fundamental issue as which do we say is more painful? Which do we, has a halacha look at differently? The physical pain, the emotional pain. But that's the Netziv in Hemek Shelo Siman Lama Tes. Okay. Weiter, let's continue. So we have the Machlokas, and now, third to last Gini line. Tani Kavasi Rav Yehuda, there's a price that supports Rav Yehuda, who says, you have to do the background checks more for clothing. Omar Kasuni, Botkin Acharav. Clothe me, you have to check. Parnasuni, ain't Botkin, then you don't check. Period. Tantanasam says the Mishnah in Mesachas Peah, in Popsin Lani, over Makam Lamakom, you don't give an ani less, an ani that's going to be Makam Lamakom, mi kikar bapundion. You don't give him less than a bread, a kikar that you could buy for a pundion, when, may arba sign besela, when four saw flour sell for a sella. So, using those measurements, the kikar, the loaf is a certain minimum size. Lun, if he sleeps over, no sin lo panasas lina. They have to give him sleepover provisions. My panasas lina, amra papa purya, maybe it means a bed, ube shadia a pillow, because that's what he needs to sleep over. Right? The Gemara Ksubis tells us that why is a bed called purya? Because parin viravinba. Right? That's where purvut takes place, and that's why it is called purya in the Gemara. I think we mentioned years ago, some of the Akronim discuss that there is a minog of Avelim in the days of the Gemara of Kfiyas Amita, turning over the bed. And somehow, the covering of the mirrors that we do today in a Shiva house connects to covering of the bed. The mirrors aren't mentioned in the Gemara. So what does covering the mirrors have to do with Kfiyas Amita? So I think what Rav Soloveitchik said, others said, that maybe Kfiyas Amita is like Purya. Mita, what happened just there? Rachmana Lazan, there's less Tzelem Elokim in the world. Somebody has died. So we acknowledge that by turning over the place where the Tzelem Elokim was created. Like Gemara says, the bed is called Purya, Paran Varavan. Right? And that's why the bed is a symbol of the creation of Tzelem Elokim. So they used to drop the beds with the strings. So also covering the mirrors. That's also, a mirror celebrates Tzelem Elokim. We get to look and we get to appreciate, and that's why covering the mirrors is also connected to that. Rav Soloveitchik was even machmir for covering the pictures. That is not the Minhag Yisrael. It's just the opposite. People pass around pictures, right, at the Shiva houses. But he said, according to this Svara, he would say, even the pictures, because that is a celebration of Tzelem Elokim. Okay, Shabbos. But what if he slept over on Shabbos? Then he had to give more. Those are the Mazon Shalosh Sudos. You have to give Mazon for Shalosh Sudos. We're not going to get into now what one has to have for Shalosh Sudos. Suffice it that Rov Rishon him say, make sure to have bread, and that's what we need to do. Sibn Reish Sadi Aleph. It's the Ramah, it's the Mechaber, it's all Rishonim. Not all Rishonim, some are Mako, but all Rishonim say Lechadchila to have the bread, the poskim. Tana, Viter. Ima Yemachzer Ala Psachim, Minis Kakim Lo. If somebody has the ability to go and collect, then maybe you would have to give less to that person than someone who's not used to going around, because they have no other option. And therefore, says the Brisa, if he has another option, then you don't have to give him so much. There was one ani that we used to go around collecting. To Asla Kami, to Rav Papa. He came to Rav Papa, lo mizdakik le. Rav Papa didn't give him anything. Why did he give him anything? Meaning he didn't give him anything from the collection. Rashi, afilo parnasa, anything. That he didn't give him anything for his, or the Mesorah Sash changed it to prusa. He didn't give him for the bread. So Amalir of Sama, Breeder of Yemel or Papa. Imar lo mizdakik le, inashachrina lo mizdakik le, lemus le. If you don't give him, nobody's going to give him. Right, a classic example of an adam chashuv here, people following and copying. Rav Papa, if you don't give, then nobody's going to give. Oh, he's going to die. So Rav Papa said, one minute, v'atanya, maya ani mechazer l'psachim, and it's kakin lo. I didn't give him from the main pot because the Brisa just said that if somebody's mechazer l'psachim, I don't have to. Amar le, ein is kakin lo l'matana meruba, alvan is kakin lo l'matana muetes. You don't have to give him so much, you have to give him something. Give him something. So therefore, Rav Papa, you have to give something, or else people are just not going to give because they're going to follow you. Amar Rebbe Rav Asi, La'olam al yimna adam atzmo milaseis shlishes hashekel b'shana. Even if you live in a place where everybody's affluent, there's no poor person in the whole city, you should give a minimum for tzedakah each year. Right? Give a third shlishes hashekel b'shana. Shnei Amar. Where does this come from? The Hamadnu Aleinu Mitzvos Laseis Aleinu Shlishis Hashekel Bashana Laavodas Beis Elokeinu. Right, that the pasuk by in Nehemiah by the Beis Hamikdash, that is the minimum. And Tosfos is Kol Shekein Letzaka. If you give to the Beis Hamikdash, bottom Tosfos Kol Shekein you would give to Tzaka. What's the Shlishis Hashekel? What's the third of the shekel? Says the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Ishchai. Says the Ben Yoyada, here the Shlishis is Ki al Shlosha Dvarim Olam Omed, Aha Torah, Vi al Avod, Vi al Gimilas Chasadim. Right, the big three pillars. The Heinein and the Grumbal Ashen Chachamim. And what do we know? The Torah, Avod, and Gimilas Chasadim. We usually have this by Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah. But he says, Kol Tzomin Mamon, also connect to that. Kol is Avoda, that's Tfilah. Tzom and Mamon. Mamon is Chesed, he connects Tzom to Torah. And those three, we know the gematria, that the Vilna Gaon and others say this. Each of those Kol Tzom and Mamon are all gematria 136 times 3 is 408, which is the gematria of Bezos Yavar Aaron al HaKodesh. That's a thought that's mentioned Yomem Noram time, but the Ben Yoyada uses it here. And therefore, he says Staka, which is Chesed, which is one of the three pillars. That's the Shlishis HaShekel. The Shlishis HaShekel, that's what it symbolizes. Okay, that is the Ben Yoyada. The Rambam writes in Echazman HaSaniyim, you have to give Kevisha Yodom HaSeges. Right, as much as one can give, right, this is obviously the minimum, but whatever one can give. The minhag of Meister Ksafim obviously is an advisable and very suggested minhag, but one should always keep in mind that it is a minhag, according to Rov Rishonim. Right, there is a drasha Tosfos in the Mesechus Titus of the first parak quotes a medrash, but which sounds like it's daraisa, but most assume it's an asmachta at most. But there is, that day, there is the Arzarua holds this in Daraisa, but Rov Rishonim hold that Meiser Ksafim is a Minhag Tov, Meiser Tvua is a Din Daraisa. Meiser Ksafim, based on one's wages, that is a Minhag Tov that one should try to fulfill in the various contexts and stages of one's life. Again, there's a lot of different dinim about what can be counted for Meiser, what can't be, but at least here, Rav Asi, it has to be a minimum, but again, as the Shulchan Aruch says, one should give based on their income. V'yam Rav Asi says, Shekula Tzedaka Keneged Kala Mitzvos. Tzedaka is Keneged all the Mitzvos, Shnei Amar, the pasuk we just quoted. V'emano Aleinu Mitzvos V'gomer. Mitzvah Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Mitzvos. It's considered like all Mitzvos, and therefore one has to be very careful about that. Right? We know that the Revolvi has a whole separate sefer called the Mitzvos Hashkulos. That's about where he takes the seven mitzvos that he found in Chazal that are Keneged Kala Torah Kula, Shakul Keneged Kala Torah Kula, and he has two chapters about each of them, right? Mitzvos that are Shakul. So the seven that he has is Avodah Zarah, Tzitzis, Shabbos, and Talmud Torah, and Bris Milah, Staka, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right, those are the seven that he has, finds in various Chazals and Yerushalmis. Somebody once emailed me years ago, like, oh, they found one or two more and a couple of Medrash. Okay, but these are his sefer, called HaMitzvos HaShkulos, is all about the seven mitzvos that are Shokol Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. So today's daf, Staka. Today's daf is the Staka one. Staka is Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, Baba Basra, daf. Daf test. Why is it it's Keneged Kol HaMitzvah? So again, the Ben Yoyada says, by giving staka, often I am being mechaya this person. Without me, he wouldn't be able to live. He wouldn't be able to function. If he can't function, he can't do mitzvos. My giving him staka then allows him to live a life by doing all mitzvahs. So all of the mitzvahs that he does, I get some credit for. That says keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, because I'm helping him do all the mitzvahs. I'm helping him live. If a person's mamish dying, right, a person's sick, and I help them, so then zeshas and lotstaka v'kana tekef v'shasa v'disrape who siba sheyichya kamishanim v'yasuk matar v'yasa mitzvos, and that's why he would get credit for all of those. Involved. So again, that's staka keneged kol ha mitzvos. Again, there's more, but let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Elazar, right after the parentheses, gadol hama'ase yoser mina ose. Greater is even one that convinces others to give staka, even more than somebody himself giving staka. Shenemar, vaya ma'ase hatstaka shalom va'avodas hatstaka hashaket ubet hashaket ubetach ad olam. Right, so you see, it says ma'aseh, but we darshan as me'aseh, right? One who forces others and gets others to give staka. Rashi says, toreach hama'asim es chavirehem, right? That if I give it to others, so then that would be able to be a tremendous chus. Zacha, if somebody is zoche to spend their money on staka, halo paros l'rav lachmecha. Lo zacha, if I'm not zoche, if I spend my money on other things, I'm going to lose the money anyway. Vaniya merudim tavi bais. Right, this goes, and therefore we should make sure to use the money that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the proper way. Amalu Rava le b'nei Mechuza b'matusa mina echu. Please, osu b'hadi adadi ki hechi delevi d'chush shlama b'machusa. Please give. Make sure to give tztaka and osu b'hadi adadi to make sure that you keep shalom alchus, meaning tztaka will keep everything in peace. That is part of the protection that you have. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam adam shokel shiklo mischaper lo. In the days of old, we used to give machzos hashekel, be part of the carbon sibur, and in that way get kapara. What about today? Achshav she'ed beis hamikdash kayam, we don't have the mitzvah of machzos hashekel. Imos in staka mutav. Staka gives that protection. V'yimlav born of the kachav and adol bezra. And if we don't give it, the umos ha'olam are going to come and take it anyway from us. V'yafal pinkin, but you should just know, if they take it by force, it still counts, even though you didn't really give it willingly. Nechshav la'an l'tztaka, sh'nemar v'nok sayich tztaka. Even though they took it, why? So the Mefarshim explained, because if they take it, they're going to take less money from other people. They're going to take less money from the poor, so the memela, you're still saving them, even though you didn't give the tztaka, so you still get some credit, but obviously not the highest level. The Beis Halevi even has a drasha that talks about, is there a concept of lishma by tztaka? Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim? If somebody gives tztaka, l'shem, they want my son to live, I want my son to be a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says that's a good thing, but it's not the best thing. So is there a concept of lishma when it comes to tztaka? But here, obviously, the mitzvah of shichacha, right, doesn't mean the opposite, right? But that's a separate mitzvah. But even to do the tztaka the best, that's the... That's what it's discussed. But you see, from here, even without a base of Migdash, there are ways to get kapara. The mitzvah of staka, right? The Gemara, the end of Chagiga says, the shulchan of a person is machaper. The Shabbos table, right? The mitzvahs that he does at a Shabbos table, that also is machaper. We quoted the unbelievable minhag that Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Shuma, the minhag of the Ashirei, forgot the exact lashon, Chasidei Tzarfas, the French Chasidim, She'osim mishulchanam aron lekvura. They made their coffins out of their dining room tables. Unbelievable. Why? Because they want those chuyos. Because the Gemara says, shulchan shel adam mechaper. The table is mechaper. They used to take them. Lahoros ki ha'adam lo yisa mu'uma biyado. Velo yilvenu ba'amala. What's going to accompany him? Ki imatztaka she'asa b'chayav v'hatovo shehumetiv al shulchanam. All the mitzvahs that we did at the Shabbos table, right? All the Divrei Torah, all the guests that we have, and all the aniyim that we have. But l'chein amru chazal, that's why chazal say, that in brachas hamarech al shulchano ma'arichan lo yomo v'shnosav. One of the five or six statements in Maseches Brachas, that's how we get long life, this is one of them, right? Ma'arech al shulchano. Somebody has takes a while, right? Doesn't mean that you have to, force people to stay at the long Shabbos meal and not have other enjoyments the rest of the day. But it means to create an atmosphere of mitzvot at the Shabbos table or at the weekday table. It's every day. The shulchan shel adam is mechaper. Okay, weiter. Amar Rava, hay milsa ishtoyli ula. This following thing, who told me this? Ula mishagish orchase de'ime. Ula, the one who made crooked the pathway of his mother, that person told me this in the name of Rebbe Elazar. This is not Ula, right? This was a nickname. Ula Mishagish Archazet Ime was the nickname of who? So Rashi says on the bottom, Rav Sheshas. Rav Sheshes was called, and we'll see in the story, Beis Hashem, in a couple of minutes why, Rav Sheshes was called the one who made crooked, Mishagesh, Rashi, Lashon, Muhumavishi Gaon, right, the pathway of his mother, the name of Rabbi Elazar. So what did he say? Maidach Ziv, Vayobash Staka Kishiryon, Staka is like a shield, Kishiryon, Lomar Lacha, Mashiryon, Zekal Kliba, Baklipa, Mistarefes, Lashiryon Gadol, just like a Shiryon, if you have an armor, then each piece of the armor wasn't, we're not talking about a big piece of metal, but we're talking about different pieces of metal are stuck together, so every little piece all together makes the shield. Atstaka kol pruta pruta mitzarefes l'cheshbon gadol. So too, famous line, staka, every little pruta is mitzarefes, comes together, l'cheshbon gadol. Every little bit counts. Every little bit counts. What's the chiddush of that? Let's just read the next line, and then we'll talk about it. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Chanina says from the following, Ukeneged idim kolzid kosenu. Ukebeged idim kolzid kosenu, like a beged. So it's stuck compared to a beged. Ma beged zeh kol nima venima misarefes la beged gadol. Just like every thread combines to the big beged. Avstaka kol prutu pruta mitzarefes lecheshbon gadol. So that was the statement that he said, that every little bit counts. Basically every little bit counts. Couple of points. Number one, Ben Yoyada. He's making an impact. Today's daf. We met Ben Yoyada says this once or twice also. The Ben Yoyada says, why Dafka, says that, is it Rav Sheshes? What is Rav Sheshes? We'll see with the story exactly. But, he says the Ben Yoyada, in the name of the Arizal, from Shar HaGilgulim, Rav Sheshes was a Gilgul of Baba Ben Buta. But if you do Atbash, it comes out Buta, Baba Ben Buta, that's Baba is Rav Sheshes. And we know, we mentioned this a couple of days ago. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Samach Vav, where the woman came out to the gate and knocked Baba Ben Buta on the head, and he said, why'd you do that? Oh, my husband told me to, because they didn't know what each other were talking about, the different dialectics, and he says, he gives her a bracha, shalom bayis. He was very Mavram Midosa of Baba Ben Buta. That's who he was. Vihine, says the Ben Yoyada, a call a Gilgal, whenever there's a concept of Gilgal, the earlier Neshama, so to speak, is called the father or the mother, and then the later one is called the child. So he says, Nikra, call Gilgal Nikra Avo Aim La Gilgal Habacharav. The Nimsa, Kiata Rav Sheshes, Tehikbid Kolkach. We'll get to the story. Rav Sheshes was very machbid and in a story that we don't know yet, that we'll see in a couple of minutes. He was very machbid, so that was not the normal Baba Ben Buta way, and that's why he was called the one who messed up the way of the mother. The mother, the original neshama, if he's connected to somehow Baba Ben Buta, Rabbi Ben Buta was so Mavro Midosav, and Rav Sheshes in the story, as we'll see, was machbid in a way that Baba Ben Buta would not have been machbid. Okay, either what is the content of what he said means, right? That every prut is mitzaref lecheshbon gadol. What's the chiddush? So various pshatim given in the Rishonim. Just mentioned two. One of the Rishonim, one of the Achronim says the Meiri. The Meiri says here, Kol ma. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. He says, Sarech Adam Lahair Al Mam Tatswala Tsakov Shlo Yikshabena Valachisar and Mamono, right? It shouldn't be difficult for you for Chisar and Mamon, and therefore if it's hard for you, just give a little bit. Give a little bit each time, because it all adds up. Right, the mitzarefes lecheshbon gadol. But if you look at the others, the achronim, the orach meisharim, quoted here by the Biri Adaf, he says that a mitzarefes lecheshbon gadol, that because just the kind of the opposite. Is it better to give an ani a little bit and an ani a little bit, an ani a little bit? What is he going to do with a little bit? Give him a big amount. Right, because if you give him a big amount, Mitzvah Cheshbon Gadol, that's really going to make a difference in his life. The Cheshbon Gadol. So that's kind of against the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirkei Avos has a somewhat of a known pshat on the Mishnah of Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaaseh. The Mishnah says everything based on the Rov HaMaaseh. If you have $100, you could give one ani $100 or 100 ani and $1. Which is better? The Rambam says the latter. The Rambam says it's better to give 100 ani. Why? Because then you will be making yourself into a giver. If you do one act, how much does that affect you? But if you give 100 times, so that's much more mashpia on the person. Bazeh im nazan adam lemisha roy litain elef dinar bepamachas lo tikne lo midas hanedivus bazeh hamaisa hayachidi agadol kemo shenikneis lemisha nistadiv elef paamim beelef dinar but nazan kol dinar mehen bederek ledava uvisha zeh chazar al pulas hanedivus elef paamim v'nikneis lu tchuna chazaka, that becomes part of him v'zeh pamachas bovad nisora nefesh his oris gedola. L'maisatov. So that's the Rambam. If we can give more to an ani, we give more to an ani. But the Rambam says, the more maisim we do, like the acharei pu'ulos of the Sefer HaChinuch, you know, so that's a little against that pshat of the achronim. But either way, this is the idea. So now the Gemara says, Amai Karule Ula Mishagish Archid Ime. What's the story that he got this nickname? Tavoy Mine Ravach Tavoy Barami Mir of Sheshes. Ravach Tavoy once asked Rav Sheshes. Minayla Mitzora be Mesvuro Shematame Adam. We know a Mitzora has two stages. A Vade Mitzora is a Muchlat, right? He's Vadai and he's Matame everything, right? But a Mitzora Musgar, he's put away by the Kohen, and now he's counting before he becomes. But then that's before he becomes Tamei. But once he becomes Tamei, there's another concept called Sviro. There's Mitzora Muskar, Mitzora Mochlat, and then when he's counting to become Tahar, the Tzara's left, there's a 7-day or even 8-day process. He goes to the mikvah and he cuts his hair the first day, and then he counts a week. So during that week, he may Sviro. So is he Tahar yet? Is he Tamei yet? He's in the process of Tahara. So that's the question. He asked Rav Sheshes, a Mitzora during his Yimei Sviro, his days of counting, so do we say, is he Metame? Is he Metame Adam? Right? Meaning, is he an Avatuma if he touches somebody? So Rav Sheshes answers, Hol Metame Begadim, Metame Adam. Well, we know the Torah says he's Metame Begadim. Right? At the end of the 7 days, he has to wash his clothing. So if he has to wash his clothing, doesn't that mean he's an Avatuma? So if he's Metame his clothing, so surely he's Metame Adam too? So Amar Leh says Rav Achtavoy back, maybe not. Vidilma Tuma Bechiburim Shiny. He's not a regular avatuma. Tuma, it's only the clothing that he's wearing during that time. It's like batel to him, and that's why it becomes tame. It's tuma bechiburin. After all, taha hisit nevela to matami begadav ena matami adam. Because after all, you see they don't go together. If somebody just moves a piece of nevela, his begadav become tame, but not he's not matami adam. Right? Somebody who becomes tame from nevela. So you see, it must be that's talking about the clothing that he's wearing, and maybe that's what this is talking about too. So Amalei Rav Sheshes says, V'yel asheretz to matami adam inolon. So what about asheretz? Asheretz is an avatuma. Asheretz is matami adam. How do we know that? Lami shem to matami begadim. Isn't it because that, is it compared to a matami begadim? So Gemara says, Amalei sheretz ben yiksid bei. No, that's a pasuk. You don't need a limud for that. O ish asher yiga b'kol sheretz. There's a pasuk that a person is mitamei from a sheretz. So el shechma zera de matami adam inolon. How about shechma zera? Also one of the avos atumas. How do you know that? La mishum. Isn't it because the whole matami begadim matami adam? You see the connection right when this tumas begadim is matami adam too, and therefore so too in our case a mitzora b'yemei sviro. Once we know matami begadim, we should also know matami adam. So the Gemara says, Amarle, no, Sheikh Vazera nami bediksibbe. Sheikh Vazera is also a Beferish Pasuk. O ish larabos hesanogeya. So he kept giving him these answers. Rav Achtavoy kept answering up, Rav Sheshes, that can't be the mocker, that can't be the mocker. And ahajale bebidichuse. And when he kept slugging him up and giving him the rejections, he kind of said it in a little condescending way, smiling a little bit. Either way, not appropriate for how you talk to Rav Sheshes, one of the greatest Amoraim. So Cholish died to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes became depressed. Remember, when one Amora causes Chalishas Adas and the other one, that's dangerous. Right? Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we remember from Bar Metzia. So what happens here, when Rav Sheshes felt that way, Ishtik Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami. He became a mute. Couldn't talk. He lost his power of speech. Vizyakar Talmudi, he forgot his learning. Asya Ime V'kabach Yekamei. His mother came and started crying. Whose mother? Machlokas Rishonim. Rav Sheshes' mother or Rav Tavoy's mother? Wait, who's that? One of the mothers came and v'kabachi kameh and was crying in front of him. Tzavcha tzavcha v'lo ashkechba. And she screamed, please help him, v'lo ashkechba. Amrale, and then she does something, and then this is what tips off the Rishonim. Amrale, she says to Rav Sheshes, Chazi lahani chadai dematzis minayu. Do you see these? She bears herself, and she says, "You nursed from these, right? You nursed from these shadayim, right? Come on, I gave you so much." So he davened, and he was healed. Rav Tavoy was healed. So who's this talking? So if it's Rav Sheshes' mother, obviously we understand it's his mother. His mother nursed him, and if it's Rav Achtavoy's mother, suggests Tosfos that she was Rav Sheshes' wet nurse. And it makes sense that it's Rav Achtavoy's mother that's davening so hard, but what does her body have to do with Rav Sheshes? So it must be that she was his wet nurse. But either way, because of this story, and he was pretty makpid on what happened, he caused the mother, this woman, to bear herself inappropriately, because pikuach nefesh, you might say, that he had to daven, and that's why that was the nickname of Mishagish Archesei De'imei, that he caused with his actions an inappropriate and an act that is not usually done, that is not ever done, and therefore that's why he got the nickname. But again, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whose mother are we talking about? Udasina nala, but once we're not really discussing this, says the Gemara, but once we're here, minolan. So what is the makar that a mitzora of Yimei Sfira was Matame Adam? So, Kedetani, Rav Shirmei Chayomer, Nemar Kimas Begadim Yimei Sfira, but Nemar Kimas Begadim Yimei Chaluto. It's a comparison, a hekesh malahala metami adam avkan metami adam. Okay, so we compare it to a mitzora b'yimei chaluta when he's vaday a mitzora. Period. Back to tztaka. Amar Rebbe Lazar, gadol ha'oset tztaka baseiser Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Greater is one who's done tztaka in private. He's even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? To Elu Moshe Rabbeinu Ksiv, because by Moshe it says, Ki yagorti mipnei ha'afa achima. Moshe was nervous from God's anger. The Elu ba'uset staka ksiv, matan beseser yichpe'af. V'shochad b'cheg chema aza. So it says, if you give matan beseser, that like pushes away the af. And in the days, and it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was scared of the af. Right? So you see that, giving tztaka in private, beseser is even greater, so to speak. We'll get back to that. By the we'll plead the Rabbi Yitzchak, and this argues on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, he has a different way of reading the pasuk. Af kofe, chema eno kofe. No, af kofe. The anger is pushed aside, but not the chema. A different type of anger. Shneimar v'shochad b'cheik chama aza. Meaning, avo b'shochad b'cheik chama aza. Meaning that the chema is still strong, so you wouldn't have that drasha according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Or similarly, ikad amri on Rabbi Yitzchak called dayin shenotel shochad maybe chama aza la'olam. Again, another drasha from the pasuk, not having to do with giving tztaka baseser. If a dayin takes bribery, that he brings tremendous heat to the world. Shenemar v'shochad b'cheik v'gomer. Stop there for a minute. The Gra has a different shot of what does this mean? If you give tztaka baseser, so you're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? No, so it says the Gra on that pasuk in Parshas Ekev. No, it means that if somebody gives staka behester, bisman hester, that means bisman hester panim. There aren't amazing miracles going on in today's world. Even though they don't see their reward right away, but they still give staka, and you might say this means of their money, of their time, of their talents. Al karka chayish azeh gadol ma'od me'elu achasidim batmimim shahayu bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. It means if you do a mitzvah bizman hester, and you don't get reward for it, that's greater than doing a mitzvah bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, where there was such gilui panim, and when somebody did an avera, they were smote down, and when they did a mitzvah, they got the reward. V'zeo gadol ha'oset staka b'seiser, b'eish ha'ola misnaig b'seiser, alderach ha'seser v'shlila, gadol ishazeh yosem elu shayi bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, because those were done at a time when there was such open hashkacha, and it's not as much, right? When we do mitzvahs based on emunah, based in the time of Hester, that's a greater level. A little bit more, Amar of Yitzchak, fourth to last skinny line. Kalanosein, again, these dafim, we mentioned Bavastra, does it have short dafim? Not yet. A couple of large ones first. Kalanosein, pruta lani, misbarach b'sheish brachas. Anybody gives a pruta to an ani, gets six brachas. On the mefaisa b'dvarim, and if you give it nicely, and your mefaisa b'dvarim, misbarach b'yudala brachas, 11, based on psukim. Hanosein, pruta lani, misbarach b'sheish brachas, dichsif. Halapros, the pasuk that we mentioned earlier from Yishayo. And but we add on, v'aniyim, rudim tavi b'yis v'gomer. Kisira ar v'gomer. The bach goes through. What are the six that are mentioned in the pasuk? V'amefaisa b'dvarim, misbarach b'achas esrei brachas, 11, shneamar. V'safek la'ra'ev na'fshecha, v'nefesh na'ana taspiya. V'zorach b'choshech orecha, your darkness will be lit up. V'afalaschla ketzarayim v'nochacha Hashem tamid v'zbiya b'tzakzachus nafshecha. V'gomer ubanu imcha karbos olam most neidor v'dor tekomeim. V'gomer, all these wonderful things that the pasuk said is going to happen. V'am Rebbe Yitzchak, last one. May dechsev rodev staka v'chesed yim sachayim staka v'kavid. What does that mean? If somebody runs after staka and chesed, they'll find life, staka, and kavid. Mishun derov de staka yim sach staka. How could staka be what you're running after and the schar you're going to get? Ela lomer lecha, kol harodev achar staka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzei lo maos v'oseh behen staka. If you give staka, if you're a good treasurer, Hashem will give you more money. to give out. Right? If he gives staka, Hashem will do staka, give you more. Hashem will make sure that all the people you give staka to are appropriate recipients of the staka. In order to get schar from for them. La fukimai, what is that going against? La fukimai, the Darash Rabba. We have this back in Baba Kama. The Darash Rabba, my dechsev yu mukshalom lefanecha ba'es apcha asebohem. Yirmiyo is very upset at certain people. So he says to Hashem, Hashem, when they get staka, make sure they're fakers. The people that come to them. So they don't get any schar. Yirmiyo said. Ami Yirmiyo v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Afilu b'shasha kofen is Yitzron. U'mavakshin lasu staka levanecha. Hachshilein b'bnei Adam. She'enem mehugadim. Mehugadim. Make sure people that come to them are fakers. Kedisha de'li kablu aleim schar. So they don't get schar. We'll have to stop here. Well, we'll start tomorrow talking about it. So I don't get reward if the guy's a faker. If the guy's a liar. I don't get reward for that staka. So we discussed that back in Baba Kama. We'll have to review it, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. And then we get into Basra Dav Yud. Olam Hafachu, turn his surface Arasha and Rabbi Akiva, jam-packed off, tomorrow's daf, and the next couple. Okay, we'll stop here.